Maybe. Hasn't happened yet. How's Kendall this morning?
Very good, Jim. Thank you.
Good. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Got used water softener, only 1 year old. Got a front-load washer near new. Matched washer and dryer combination. A couple of used stacked washer-dryer combination. Both work good. Used cooktop, one electric and one gas. Got two used built-in dishwashers. A couple of used range hoods. Used drying center where you can tumble or air dry all at the same time. Have four large capacity side-by-side refrigerators. Got a couple of used, slightly used air conditioners. Got one over 120 cubic foot chest upright freezer. Got gas and electric ranges. These are new. Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special orders, such as built-in ovens, cooktops, drop-in, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Freezers chest and upright from Amana, Whirlpool, and Frigidaire. Sizes from 5 through and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Do have some dehumidifiers in stock in several sizes. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, one day last week, I don't remember which day it was, you and I, and Chris was on vacation, so Marissa was in here, and we were kind of visiting off-air a little bit about, I think it was like one of the days when Duck Dynasty was coming back on. We were talking about some of the funny stuff that they eat once in a while, and the conversation got around to, you know, what's the weirdest thing that we've eaten? So, what's the weirdest thing you've eaten?
Probably didn't know what it was, but I ate it.
That's probably true.
I don't know. Probably snapping turtle, probably.
Oh, how was it?
Good, good, very good.
Tastes like chicken, huh?
No, it tastes like snapping turtle.
Okay. Well, I guess it's better to be... Better be snapping at him than him snapping at you, right?
Right.
That's how it works. Well, we kind of thought we'd have a little bit of fun with it. So I went one day last week, and I put up on our Facebook page. I just told folks I was thinking about using it as a show topic because we were kind of visiting about it in the office. But here was what I was thinking. What's the strangest thing you've ever eaten? What's the weirdest thing you've ever tried? I asked folks just to comment on the on our Facebook page and stuff, and several folks did, so I thought it was kind of fun to look back through and see what some of these folks have eaten. You know, Chris and I were talking about that this morning, too, and I'm not... It's hard to think back to all the things. You know, I don't know that they're strange, but because for some folks it's fairly common, but I know when we were young and we used to hunt with Dad, you know, we'd eat pheasant and rabbit, squirrel, stuff like that when we caught it. I don't really consider that to be strange, but I don't eat it now much, but for a very long time, but we have. I do remember the first time I ate squirrel and rabbit. I don't remember how old I was. It was probably in the like 7 year old range thereabouts, and I remember Mom telling us that we were not allowed in the kitchen on a Saturday at all, period. In fact, they stacked boxes up in front of the kitchen door so we couldn't go through there, and if we wanted something like a drink or something, water or whatever, Mom would hand it out to us. And she said, it's a big surprise. Dad's in charge of dinner tonight. He's cooking the meal. We were all excited. So it was all a big buildup, and we were all supposed to be real excited about it. Well, we sat down to dinner, a bunch of young boys around the table, and we're all excited, and we dig in and start eating. And Dad waited till after we were finished eating when he said, do you know what that was? And, of course, we were all like, chicken? I don't know. And then he told us it was rabbit and squirrel. And, of course, immediately we're like, oh, my gosh, we ate Bugs Bunny. It's Rocky Squirrel. We ate Rocky. What's next? You're going to feed us Bullwinkle? This is not right. You know, we're just little kids. Of course, that's your reaction immediately, but it wasn't bad at all. Wasn't bad at all. So how about you? What's your worst or strangest?
I don't know. See, I was having trouble thinking of that, too, but I know I've tried a little bit of alligator. That's not that foreign. We talked about earlier, we were talking off air about eating escargot. I've done that once. I don't know. Other than that, I can't think. Maybe I'm sure I've tried octopus at some point and sushi and all that stuff. But
yeah, I've tried that too. Won't do that again.
Yeah,
won't do that.
I remember right. I didn't like that.
I actually, I don't find it weird. But I like gizzards. I love French fried gizzards.
Yeah,
especially if they're good. My brother owns a restaurant in Dubuque, and he here comes the shameless free plug, by the way. but he cooks them in a special way, and they're cooked before they're deep fried in batter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I want to give away all his secrets, but but they're really good. You know, sometimes you get gizzards that are real stringy and stuff, mm-hmm. These are not terribly chewy. They're nice and they're good. I love them, but I know some people look at that and think, gizzards, are you kidding me? I don't know. I've just been eating them all my life. I thought they were pretty good. I liked them. Still do. Love them. It's one of the first things I want when I go back up to visit. But anyway, so looking at some of the things that folks had put on there, it got a whole line of stuff that people tossed up there. I'm not going to use the names of the people that that put it up there. You can look at the Facebook page if you'd like to see that. But we have things like raccoon.
Ew.
I'm not sure about raccoon just because I see what they eat. I mean, if you,
what does a dumpster taste like?
Exactly. If you eat a raccoon, are you eating what they eat? And they eat out of the dumpster. I'm not too sure about that. Turtle, possum, crawfish, cow brains, tongue. The one dude says, "Mom got her recipe ideas from Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies."
Scoop them up.
That's right. Did he have the pot passers too? Let's see here. Snapping turtle. Somebody put snapping turtle down here. So you've got a dinner mate now. Frog legs and rabbits. It says there were probably more weird things my dad had me try when I was young, but I don't recall. Somebody said squid when they lived in Spain. And of course they also put in big bold letters yuck after that. So I think I know how that turned out. Squid. That's just a terrible name for an animal, isn't it? Squid? Mm-hmm. How can that be good in any way, shape, or form when it's got the name squid? That's awful. Somebody wrote down during a high school trip to Colorado, they had rattlesnake, possum, alligator, and raccoon. That's quite the smorgasbord there. Stacy here in the office, Stacy Linfer, she put down fried calamari. I don't find that to be all that odd.
No, it's pretty common.
I don't much care for that.
Yeah.
But it's an acquired taste. Someone else puts down squirrel, crawfish, beef tongue, bison, and beaver.
Hmm. Beaver.
Never saw beaver on a menu anywhere that I visited. Let's see here. Somebody says, oh boy. Are you eating breakfast, by the way? Somebody wrote down here, they said, just ate a tendon and intestines the other day in a Vietnamese noodle dish.
Mmm. Yummy.
Sounds like one of those reality shows on TV where they throw you on an island and fend for yourself. Let's see here. It's rabbit and alligator. Someone put down here, too. This person says, in Amsterdam, they had French fries dipped in mayonnaise.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I'd probably be okay, maybe. Depending.
Not liking the combination there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too sure about that. Also, they said deep-fried rattlesnake. I guess,
could be good.
How do you like your rattlesnake? Deep fried, I guess. Dead.
Anything deep fried is decent. So,
let's see. This person says octopus was one of the strangest things they had at this little hole-in-the-wall Mexican seafood cafe in Des Moines on East 15th Street when I started college almost 20 years ago. I was in an advanced Spanish class with mostly business people who did a lot of traveling, and my classmates thought this to be a great place to relieve stress after end-of-semester tests. Says the authentic Mexican food made in front of us was great. Octopus was not the only odd thing on the menu. It's just what I was brave enough to try. At least they're honest. Then they put in, they forgot to add, octopus doesn't taste real fishy. More like turtle, but the texture is a bit chewy like squid. Now that makes me not want to try any of that stuff. Said if I had a... I've had turtle and squid a number of times, so that's my comparison. That's what they put down here. Somebody else put down beef sauce, a bear sausage, rather, and moose meat when they lived in Alaska. What else would you eat in Alaska, I guess? And then someone else said, oh, I knew this would make it somewhere along the line, Rocky Mountain oysters in Denver and shark in Laguna Beach, only to have shark, they say in their opinion, to have shark, the only way to have it is to grilled over mesquite chips. They said that was actually pretty good. Pretty good stuff. We used to, when I was on the State Broadcasters Association Board of Directors, we had to make a trip to Washington, D.C. once a year for a leadership conference. It's lobbying. And we used to go out each night, or not each night, we'd go out once as a group. We'd have one free night, so we'd go out. And we went to this one of these fancy, you know, seafood restaurants in Washington, D.C. Now, I didn't eat this stuff, so it doesn't really qualify necessarily for our discussion, but they... The guys would always order this big sampler platter as a kind of an hors d'oeuvre, a starter thing. Nothing on there was cooked. I don't do sushi. There's nothing about that that sounds good. I mean, you know, raw shrimp and cocktail sauce, you know, yeah, that's fine. But but when stuff still has eyes and antennas on it, I'm thinking it just doesn't belong anywhere near my plate.
It's a little over the line.
And that's kind of what you were looking at. It was, crawfish, all kinds of things. Ugh, I just, to watch some of these guys, all acquired taste. They enjoy it. I look at it, and I don't even want to watch them eat it. I mean, you better brush your teeth afterward. The last thing you want is an eyeball stuck between your teeth later on, right? Ugh.
It's kind of like watching Swamp Men, too.
Yeah, it is.
Those guys will eat anything.
So there you go. Strangest foods you've ever eaten. So what are yours? I don't know. Yeah. Everybody's had what they consider, I guess, to be strange things, and what's strange to you might be normal to someone else.
That's true.
It's all acquired taste. You know what, though? You can store it in a refrigerator from W&S Appliance. You can keep it long-term in a freezer from W&S Appliance. You can cook it on stove, and oven, microwave, all this at W&S Appliance. Isn't that right?
That's right. I've ate some chocolate-covered grasshoppers one time.
Oh,
did that too.
They weren't very good.
How was that?
Well, had a lot of chocolate on it.
That's why you said one time,
Got water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver and install and haul the old heater away. Got washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity. In top load and front load, got washers with capacities up to 5 cubic foot, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, and LG. We also have in stock stack units for those with limited space. Do carry Speed Queen, which carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. And 5 years on the washer motor and 10 years on the washer transmission. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, over 75 units. Got a good selection of model, colors, and prices. As usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator. The place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Jim?
You've never eaten the worm at the bottom of the bottle, have you?
No.
Not much of a tequila guy anyway. Yeah, some things you just don't want to go anywhere near.
I guess that's one I forgot, too. There's it's just kind of a gimmick thing, but there's a place down in the Ozarks that you shoot the minnow, drop the minnow into the shot, and, of course, the alcohol actually doesn't do anything to it, so it kind of is flopping around a little bit, and then you just shoot the whole thing.
He's sick.
He is. Wow. You've got to be sick after you eat that, too. Oof, boy. Well, you've always seen those college parties where they eat live goldfish. And oh, boy. Hey, enjoy your breakfast. Kendall, thanks for coming by here this morning. Well, strange topic, huh? Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.